Next case.
Case number 12764, Dennis and Amy Morris. Seek variances from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements for a proposed detached garage. Sections 115.25, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Hollyville Road, approximately 0.26 miles from Hurdle Ditch Road. The 911 address is 23417 Hollyville Road in Harbison. The zoning district is AR1. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 16, parcel 1.05. The applicant is seeking a 12-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement and a 10-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement. We have zero letters of opposition, zero letters of support, and zero mail return.
There should have been three letters, and we also submitted photos.
We have the photos.
We've gotten the letters from Mark.
That is correct. There's three letters. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. You state your name and address for the record.
Dennis Morris, 23417 Hollyville Road, Harbison, Delaware, 19947. 51.
Amy Morris, 23417 Hollyville Road, Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're here trying to get a variance to build a garage. Our house is on a 3/4 acre lot, and our driveway is positioned to the left of the house. And coming in, we have a section that is separated our properties by 50 feet. That 50 feet is part of the property behind us, which is now called Turnberry, or will be called Turnberry at some given time.
It's a proposed development. It hasn't been approved by Shaw Brothers. That directly runs adjacent behind our property. And then, so all of that will be Shaw Brothers, and then there's a 50-foot wide space between our house and our neighbors that is also part of the...
Ma'am, I need you to stay close to the microphone so we can...
I'm sorry. It's also part of the proposed Turnberry development, which in the plans of the development, they are not going to touch. It will be just considered open area. And then, of course, on our property line, we would have the 30-foot of the buffer trees before they begin before the development. So we would have nothing on the side and then the buffer trees to the back of us before.
So the problem is that the offset of 15 feet from that open area would offset the driveway and the proposed garage location. So when you come in, you'd almost have to go around to get into the garage as opposed to pulling in straight. One of the bays, it's going to be a three-car garage as proposed. One of the bays is going to be for lawnmower, et cetera, that kind of thing. So we did have a shed there. We're going to get rid of the shed. And so it does help with the garage being straight in as opposed to it being offset.
I would also like to say that we had a builder that is planning to build for us. He got the permit with the permit number in September. We told him, where we wanted to put it, and we were told no problem. And then the masons come out to stake it, and that's when we realized that there was a variance and that we needed to try to get a variance because it was 20 and 15. That's why we didn't get a survey with that. We didn't have time. I did try. I gave you an original survey because we've been kind of forced to kind of handle this on our own.
So the footers are in?
No.
No. We stopped it as soon as we saw where they were going to stake it out.
We stopped and then applied for the variance.
I appreciate that.
And product has been ordered. That's one of the concerns now is that we have trusses that are sitting and waiting.
Who's your builder?
It's Custom Builders out of Seaford, Coastal Builders out of Seaford. He's a very good friend of mine too, but he's unfortunately he didn't help us out in this case.
Coastal Builders?
Yes.
Questions?
What's the size of the garage that you're proposing to build?
It is 24 by 36.
We would like it to go, we have the paved driveway that goes, sits next to the existing garage. We built this house, we finished in 2003. It does have the blacktop driveway, so in order to have the new garage continue straight with our existing driveway, we would need the variance. Otherwise, half of it would be almost sitting in the back of our yard.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was moved within the building envelope or smaller, you wouldn't be here needing a variance.
If what was smaller, the actual garage, is that what
you're... Two issues. I mean, the size of the garage, and then your concern is that if it was moved, if the garage were built in compliance within the building envelope, you obviously wouldn't have to be here requesting the variance, but your objection to that is that your driveway would have to curve in order to get into where it would have to fit within the envelope.
Right, because it requires 15 feet over, mm-hmm. and by doing so, projects us to go basically around.
You mean behind your garage now?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, because we can't, instead of going straight in, because we would have two bays that would be designed for vehicles, and the other one would be designed for storage.
You have a septic system in the backyard?
Yes, we do.
Where's that located?
It's on the right-hand side.
Okay.
Of the proposed garage?
No, sir.
Of the property.
Right-hand of the corner. It's a three-quarter acre.
Sir, a few questions. So you want to put this, make sure I understand, 8 foot off the rear property line, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And 5 foot off the side property line. When we look at the criteria, one of the criteria is that your property is unique, and because it's unique, it creates a difficulty for you. What's unique about your property?
Well, in this case, like I said, we only have 3/4 of an acre to work with. And the way that our driveway is designed, it comes in on the left-hand side, which is projected to the right, as give us as much actual grass and everything. So it goes more direct straight in. But we have a two-car garage that goes to the house currently. So there is a tree there that does block us from actually physically going in. That's where being it's offset has kind of restricted us.
Okay. Would you be able to get by with less of a variance if the tree were removed?
Of course, yes. Yeah. I mean, do I want to remove the tree? Not necessarily.
Does the tree have any particular value to you?
It has a sentimental value. We put it in for our daughter's birthday.
Okay.
So once again, ideally we'd be more. It makes more sense for it to go straight in as opposed to going.
So it's partially the driveway location, but it's also preserve the tree. So it's not just that you want to preserve your backyard for other uses.
No, there are some obstacles that have created this.
Yeah.
And like I said, this 50-foot area, there is no building that's going to be done there. It's not going to be used as a right of way. It's not the entrance to this proposed development behind us either.
What is the garage going to be used for again?
I have a two-car garage. My daughters will use up two bays, and I have one bay that I'll use for my lawnmower, etc.
Okay.
Our current garage does not face, like to enter, doesn't face the house, it faces the side.
Is the garage going to have like a room above it?
No, sir.
Okay. One of the criteria we look at is the variance needed in order to reasonably use this property. Are you able to reasonably use this property without an additional three-car garage?
It would, for right now, restrictions would, I'd have to reduce it down to either a two-car garage or less, as opposed to a shed. Right now, my shed's not big enough. So it is something that we desire.
Okay. Would you say that you really need this garage, or the more you really want it?
I would say that is more of a both. It's more of a necessity because we need the additional space. Right now, the space we have is filled. And once again, my daughters, I'd like for them to have a location to put their vehicle.
Okay.
And then I will have my additional storage space.
Okay, thank you.
Sounds like your current setup worked till your daughters got driving.
Yep.
I'm going to have the same problem.
And a majority, I mean, we sit pretty far back because we're on Hollywood Road, which is...
I'm familiar with the area.
Yeah. And there's only three houses around us. And like I said, there's nothing behind us and there's not going to be anything on that 50-foot space.
Mr. Sharp?
You realize if that garage was 20 by 30, you wouldn't need a variance. You could put it there without a variance. Because you've put a third bay on there, that's why you need one.
Because it's over 600 square feet, is that correct?
So what would the variance be at that point? Would it be 10 feet?
No, you could be five feet from the rear and 5 feet from the side. So, you know, that's one of the things I think that Mr. Warfel was kind of asking about is, you know, is this something you need? Because we have a lot here that's a rectangular lot. It's already developed with a house, appears to be a pool, I think I saw, and it's a two-car garage.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're looking to put a structure that's 936 square feet. And if it was 600 square feet, you wouldn't need it. You wouldn't need a variance at all. Now understand that you need it for storage. That wouldn't prohibit you from putting a shed somewhere else on the lot either.
Correct.
Did you look at that as an option?
No, sir, because we were kind of thrown into this. I proposed this to the builder. He said, we got to go ahead, we're good to go. When they came out to stake it, that's when we realized that that's an issue because of the 5 foot and the 15 foot and the 20 foot. With the 20 foot, it brings it so close to the house that once again, it makes that projectile to get into the garage mm-hmm. difficult.
Understand.
So is it a necessary? Is it a want? Well, I think we have a right to want and need as we wish, but in the same sense, so I know we have requirements that we have to go by. In the same sense, the builder put us in this position. If he had said that the garage won't fit because of the variance, we could have said, okay, well, let's draw back and let's look at something else if that's what we have to do. But now he's already got product ordered. I've ordered windows and doors. I'm in the window and door business. And, you know, we've all shucked out money and got to a point where we're at a standstill.
I mean, he had the permit. He's got the permit in the window ready to go. We had no clue until we saw him out back, the masons getting ready to stake it, that we had an issue. So we literally, that was in September when that happened, and we were here.
Did you discover the issue or the masons discovered the issue?
I discovered the issue when I saw the masons staking out the backyard. And then that's when my husband contacted the builder, and then he said, oh, well, just, you know, you'll have to apply for a variance. And then that was all the help that we received.
By then you'd bought material?
Hmm. Let me ask you this. If we were to grant you the side yard variance, but not the rear yard variance, and you had to push that garage forward, it would still be in front of your driveway. Could you work with that?
I could work with that, although at the same sense, I'd like to have a little bit more pushed back. I'm willing to work with that if you can give me the five.
I'm just thinking that still solves the problem of the tree and the location of the driveway.
Let you have the tree.
So, I mean, I'm willing to, yes, if we can move it up. I mean, ideally, I mean, I'd like to have maybe 10.
How far up would
it
have to come?
10, 12.
Well, you have a 20-foot rear yard setback, right?
Yes.
Correct.
I mean, if you put it right at that 20-foot, so no rear yard variance, would you be able to, I mean, I don't see any reason why you couldn't make that work.
I could make it work. Ideally, I'd rather see more in front of my garage instead of behind my garage, because that's dead space.
And it'll be the trees behind us, I guess, so.
Can we do 10?
This isn't really a negotiation.
Yeah, no, we have to adjust the criteria and decide what you think you need.
I apologize, I didn't mean to sound like it was a negotiation, I'm just, we're just trying to find out where
this is a,
where was, what is acceptable in your eyes. I know you want the 20-foot, you think the 20-foot.
Well, you answered there's both a want and a need, and we have to somehow juggle where is the need end and the want begin.
Yeah, the one of the standards you have to meet is that it's necessary to enable reasonable use. So that's where Mr. Orville's question was pertinent. And, you know, there are two different variances that you're seeking. So I think your reason for the side yard is, and if I'm wrong, let me know, was that I got a driveway on that side, I got to go up that side, and I can't go further in because I've got a tree there. And I can't get it over.
Correct.
So you're that's why you have to be that distance from the side yard.
Correct.
But from the rear yard, do we have any reason why it can't be there?
Only because, like I said before, it's just going to be, I'm going to consider it dead space to a certain point. So.
But that's kind of what the zoning code is anticipating. Okay. Is that you know, one of the things that an applicant is supposed to do is they also have to show it's the minimum variance to afford relief. So if you can do without the variance, then you should.
I see.
So right, that's a standard that has to be met. Right. So
I don't even think we were aware that it was two separate variances. We just kind of, that it was one for one.
We have to look at that kind of critically sometimes. Right. There's times where.
And we're not trying to be ignorant, but I mean, we've expected our contractor to tell us what we could and could not do. So,
and that's the first time we've heard that.
Leave it up to the mercy of your folks
tonight.
We're certainly.
I do think that the 5 is important.
The five is certainly the most important part.
Okay. It's a 3/4 loaf discussion.
With what's planned behind you, I don't know if I really have a problem with it in there in the back. Because you are going to have a big buffer, and if that doesn't go through, it's going to be farmland.
That's what it is currently.
Anyway.
Thank you for your consideration.
Yep. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
Okay. You have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12764 for Dennis and Amy Morris?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions? All right. At this time, I will close the public hearing for 12764 for Mr. Dennis and Amy Morris and entertain a motion.
You want me to make a motion? I'll make it. All right. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve in part and deny in part case number 12764 for Dennis and Amy Morris. The approval is for the side yard variance and the denials for the rear yard variance. The property has unique physical conditions due to the location of the driveway and the tree. Due to such physical conditions, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So a vote of 3-0, the side yard setback is approved and the rear yard setback is denied.